Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we have one of my favorite guests ever on the show, ever in 3 years of For the Girls, Rita, otherwise known as Cucina Palermo on TikTok. And Rita is a stay-at-home mom with the best Sicilian recipes. She has two cookbooks out, if you don't know that. But you don't follow her or love her just for her delicious food content. You love her and you follow her because Rita is a comfort creator. She keeps it real. It feels like just watching your own mom. Like, she's just so cute. I love her for that. And it's because of that that I have followed Rita since her very first TikTok. TikTok knew what it was doing when it put Rita on my For You page, however long ago that was now. And I have followed her since then. And so I've gotten to know her personality through those videos and through us following each other and chit-chatting a little bit, far more than just food. So we talk about, you know, that, but we talk about all different things from, like I said, being a stay-at-home mom, raising triplets, yes, triplet girls, to how she did become a social media star, to our opinions on traditional relationships. And then, of course, the conversation goes in all different directions too. We talk about the importance of Italian family traditions, and you girls are just going to love this episode. So aside from listening, you can watch this episode on YouTube. If you don't know, whenever I have guests on and we record the video, I upload the video on YouTube so you can actually see the conversation happening. And this would be a really good one to watch if you prefer that rather than just listening on a podcast streaming platform. So I will have the YouTube video linked in the show notes for easy access. And when you're there, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to For the Girls on YouTube. Real quick, before we get into the episode today, if you are listening in real time in November 2024, I'm giving you the inside scoop now, a week in advance, that starting November 25th, a week from this episode going live, there will be a 1 week Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale on my Queens of Confidence digital program. This is my signature coaching program, completely self-paced and digital, and it'll be 60% off. So starting midnight Eastern Standard Time on Monday, November 25th, at the very, 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 very beginning of the day, and then ending at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time a week later on Monday, December 2nd, so the very, 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 very end of the night that day, you can get the program on a massive discount. And I promise you girls, I'm telling you now, it will never, ever be lower than this. 60% off, okay? So if you girls have been thinking about getting the program, next week is your time to get it for 60% off. I know a lot of people start to think once they hear a sale, they're like, oh, if she did 40% off, then one day she'll do 50. Girls, I'm never going lower than 60% off, okay? So this is your time to get it. So put a reminder in your calendars now for November 25th so that you don't forget. Now, let's get into the episode and enjoy Rita. Okay, everyone, please welcome Rita to For the Girls. I am so excited for this. Rita, introduce yourself to the girls and tell us all about you.
All right, girls. I am Rita Cucina Palermo, and I love, you know, I do cooking. I have a Rita's Reasonings where I talk about like things that I'm thinking about, and I have fun, you know, I have fun and I love being real. That's number one, right?
Yeah, of course. You are. Well, that's why, like, I mean, you're actually gonna, you might not even know this, but I have followed you and I found you since your very first video.
Oh my
video.
Goodness. Oh,
isn't that crazy? It's like your video came up and I remember you standing in your kitchen being like, all right, guys, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, my daughter got me on
That's
here.
That's exactly how it went down. That's
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so just like your vibe, I mean, you remind me, of course, being also Italian from New York. I'm like, oh, this could be my aunt. Like, you know, yes. You're like a family member. So I followed you since then because like you said, you're just real. And to me, you're relatable. And I think you did a really great job at like finding that audience too, because all of the comments are always people who like, I feel like relate to that too.
Yes, I do. I remind you know, I get a lot of comments that you remind me of my mom or my aunt or my this or my that. So I'm definitely relating to that. And surprisingly, you know, I thought I was just going to attract like Italian people and people who understand the culture, but that's not true. It exploded to so many different cultures and everything. They enjoyed, mm-hmm. you know, what I was doing. So I loved that. I loved that I was able to reach, you know, other demographics besides just Italian, you know?
Yeah. Can you believe that though? Like you
no.
just like, it's so funny because you just started because you're like, why not? But then it actually turns into a business. Like it's actually
yeah it does and it creeps up on you, you know, you don't see it coming. You know, like you ever go to a water park and you're in the lazy river and that's what happened to me. It's like I got in the lazy river and it's just dragging me along to these different places, which it's so exciting and I didn't expect.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So now pre TikTok, which I mean I would say you still are, but really pre this era, like you were or are a stay-at-home mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what happened was when I got married young, I was 23.
Okay.
And I didn't have children for 4 years. So before I had children, I worked as a travel agent. I was in corporate travel. But then when I got pregnant with triplets. So that kind of like forced me into staying, you know, being home and have, you know, raising my kids. So that transitioned me.
How does that even happen? Like, do you have triplets in the family or were what the hell?
No. I, to be completely honest, you know, I keep it real with everybody. I tried to get pregnant for 4 years. Okay. And it wasn't working. So I had to do in vitro. And they put 3 embryos in and, you know, they were trying to warn me, the doctor. I'm so hard-headed. They were trying to warn me. You're only 23. I don't suggest you put 3 in. Maybe just do like 2. And I just thought, you know, they're just saying that because they want me to come back and do it again. You know, like, no, they're lying to me. Like, I thought everybody was lying to me. But they weren't lying. Okay, so I put 3 embryos in and all 3 survived, thank God. And that's how I ended up with triplets, you know. And then, you know, they were still warning me after that, saying, you know what, maybe you want to do selective pregnancy and just, you know, take one out and just have a safer one with 2, which I completely understand their mindset. But listen, I prayed to God for 4 years to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So to me, God gives me the gift and I'll be like, you know what, God, I'll just take 2. I give you 1 back. I didn't feel like, you know, it wasn't me. So I said, you know what, I took my chance and thank God I did because I have 3 beautiful, healthy daughters.
Wow.
And that's how that happened, you know?
Wow. Now, okay, they're what, 24, 23?
22. They're 22.
Okay. Wow. And you have all 3 girls still at home with you?
Yes. They're in college. They didn't want to dorm. They wanted to stay home. So they go to St. John's University. They're all teachers. They all graduated as teachers. And they're going for their master's. So they're almost done with that. Yes. Yeah, so three teachers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're a teacher too. In the kitchen, you're teaching. You just have that. Your family must just have that energy of like leadership and teaching and like serving others. So I think that's.
Yeah.
Clearly, they obviously get that from you, even if you weren't an actual teacher, you know.
Right. What I mean. I feel like as a mom, your job is you wear so many hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wear so many hats, and that's a big hat.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I listen, I'm 29. I can't imagine at 2 years ago, 27, having triplets. I can't imagine.
Yeah. So. It's a lot. It was a lot, you know. I would not suggest, like, to my daughters, I would not suggest them to do it, you know, because going through it, even though it was the best thing I ever did in my life, I know how difficult it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them one at a time,
yeah,
you know, because it was a lot, you know.
Well, okay, so they are older now, but still throughout this time, even leading up to now, what was that role? Like once you had the kids now, what was that role of being a stay-at-home mom really like for you? Especially if your husband was, say, out working and now you're a young woman in your 20s with three kids. Like what was that like?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I cried, okay? I cried probably almost every day. Okay. So mixed with the joy that I had these beautiful babies was the exhaustion, you know, and there was no sleep. There was no life. I remember sitting on my stoop, because I didn't even go out, watching people take a walk, just walking. I envied a walk and I would cry like, oh my God, I wish I could take a walk. You know, that's how bad it was. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work. But I also had help in the sense I had my mom and my mother-in-law. They couldn't be grandparents. You know how grandparents, oh, cutie, cutie. And then, okay, good night and give you the baby back. No, they had to be moms. So they would sleep over my house, you know, and they helped me raise. When they were babies, they were equally as moms with me. Like they took the challenge with me and helped me raise them. So I can't take the credit all by myself. I had a village.
Yeah.
Help me, you know?
Well, they always say like it takes a village. Like it's so important. And it's such a shame that there are people who don't have that village. Like you really realize your blessings when you look back and you're like, wow, they helped me so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important, you know, like, I think it's important, even if you have one baby and you need help, you need help, you know, as human beings, we have rough days, you know, and those rough days, you need a break, you know, mothers need help. You know, that's our mental health, you know, is very important. And sometimes all you need is to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, to re-energize, you know.
Yeah. Well, I love that you just brought that up, like the taking a break thing. Because let's say fast forward past the girls being babies, let's say once they're in school and whatever, and now you kind of get to take a break. Like you said, being a mom is wearing a million hats. So did you really ever get to make time for yourself, for your interests? Like what?
No, and I'm wrong. I got to say, you know, my life, I feel like I could, like, for instance, believe me, I've been married 26 years. Ask me if I ever went on vacation by myself or my husband. And the answer is no. I never, and my kids are adults. I could leave them. You know, I don't have a problem leaving my kids. But no, that's one of my biggest faults as a person is that I never do anything for myself. Never. And that's wrong. I'm just going to clarify that. I need to do, I wish I had that in me to do things for myself. But, you know, if whenever my husband, oh, let's go away. The first thing I think about is bringing my daughters.
Oh my God, you sound like my mom.
It's crazy. It's so crazy. Like people, like my friends, because my friends go away with their husbands all the time. And they're like, you know, what the hell? Why are you going to bring it? And I'm like, I don't know. Like I have a I enjoy when I see new things or I enjoy something, I say, oh, you know, I want my daughters to enjoy it too. And also when your kids get married, they leave you. And that's what I say. When my kids get married and they have their own like little life, then I'll go out there with my husband and explore the world. But right now I feel like I want to like enjoy family with them as much as I can, because one day they're going to have their own world, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I get what you're saying when you're like, I'm wrong for that. But
yeah,
you're, in a sense, you're kind of not, because you're doing it just opposite. Most people do it before the traveling and all that. And then they, but you're, you know, so you're kind of doing what other people do, but backwards. You're waiting to do it later.
Listen, those 4 years that I didn't have kids, I did travel with my husband. I did do things, you know, so I feel like I did that. But at the same token, you know, people say, oh, you know, you got to do what makes you happy. Well, if that's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Right? If that's what makes me happy, why is your journey, you know, right and mine's wrong? I think the main purpose is to be happy.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy, you know?
It is. And also, I think a lot of people who are not Italian don't understand also the culture is, for the most part, your kids do stay home until they get married.
It's so funny that you brought that up. I was reading my comments and one lady says to me on the comments, your kids are 22 years old. Why are they still living with you? And why are you still cooking for them? And I'm saying to myself, listen, not only Italian people, but I know a lot of cultures. We don't kick our kids out at 18 years old. Mm-hmm. We just don't. And I don't think why that's a bad thing. You know, even my kids, like when they start working as teachers, how great is it that they're able to save their salary while they're living rent free? That's, as a parent, you need to help your children, you know, give them like a foundation, you know. And I'm lucky enough, and my kids are lucky enough to have parents that are willing to help them to build that foundation. That life is so hard. It's not easy nowadays, you know, buying a house and this and that. So when you have family to help you, I don't think there's anything wrong with helping your children.
No, there's not. Some people just don't understand it. I was the more like, I don't know what the word is, what you would call it, but I was the more like opposite. I moved out at 23 because I moved to Florida. And I remember like all like the family, friends, and everyone saying to my parents, like, what is Victoria doing? She, not only is she moving out, she's moving to Florida. Like, are you going to kill yourself right now? Like, everyone was like, what is happening? So that was like a very big deal, because that's just not what, you know, we, you know, we're used to and grew up with. And so, you know, I get it. And like I said, I was different, but at the same time, I fully respect and understand that, like, listen, that was 6 years ago. So that's 6 years of me paying rent, all this. I think all the time, imagine I stayed home. Like, my life would be very different. Like, you know, and so I get it.
Once again, we go back to the same thing. You have to be happy, right? Mm-hmm. So if my kids told me they graduate school and they told me, you know what, Mama, I want to do this and I want to go here and I want to live, then as long as they're happy, right? I'm not going to ever hold back my kids because of my, you know, traditions or my way. No, that I'm never going to do. I need my kids to be happy. And that's at the end of the day.
Yeah. And maybe if they weren't with you, you wouldn't have even started TikTok, because that seems, so what, tell me that, like, how did you actually start?
Well, first of all, my kids were on TikTok, you know, way before I started,
right?
You know, and I would, it annoyed the crap out of me, okay? Because literally anytime I turned around, they looked like they were having seizures. Like, I would turn around and they'd be like dancing. and I would get annoyed at them, and I would be like, guys, like, your brain is going to turn into mush. I'm like, stop with it. So then they were like, Ma, but there's other things on TikTok, you know. It's not just dancing. There's cooking and there's cleaning and this, because they know what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me see. And they would show me, look, Ma, look at this recipe. Look at that. And as soon as they did that, it's like I got sucked up. Then I started watching the cooking, you know, because I like cooking. And I realized I was watching like the Italian cooking, mm-hmm. and there was no Sicilian recipes. It was all like strict Italian food that you would see at restaurants, you know? And I said to my kids, this is not what I grew up with. This is not, you know? And my kids are like, well, you should show them. I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, like I thought it was a joke. Like I'm not going to stand there and start talking, you know. And they're like, Ma, just do one. If it doesn't do well, we'll never bother you again. I said, fine. To make you happy, I'll do one. And then you've got to shut up and leave me alone. Well, God must have known that it was the end if it didn't do. Because I would have been like, oh, no, you know. But that one TikTok, my first one, in a week, I had 100,000 followers. So now my kids looked at me, you see? So then at that point, it's like, oh, damn, let's do one more. And I used to be like, beginner's luck. It's not going to happen again. Watch my next one. It's not going to happen. And every single one after that, people were really enjoying. And then all the comments that people would give me, all the things that they were saying to me, it made me feel so good. You know, like, oh, my God, like, you remind me of my dead grandmother or my this. And oh, my God, and I was bringing comfort to people.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what pulled me along, you know?
I mean, once you see what you can, I don't know whether it's what you can do for others or just the community that you could build, just whatever. Once you really see what it's like, you're like, why would I not? What do I have to lose, really?
Right. I never saw it as making money or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 50-year-old woman. You know, I'm established. My husband's a very hard worker. You know, we built our life, you know? So it was never my intent to do this as like an income, you know? But then it all started with, first of all, so many people, they wanted me to promote things for them and they wanted to pay me and, you know, for it. And that, and let me tell you something, like I reject 90%, like I get like offers all the time to do promotions on this and that. Every day I get like 30 emails and I don't do any of them. I don't do any of them because that's not who I am. Like I'm, mm-hmm. You know, I just did a few because I respected, like, you know, extra virgin olive oil. That's who I am. So I did that, you know, but it was never about that. But then when people started saying a cookbook, do a cookbook. And I'm like, cookbook. I'm a stay-at-home mom that cooks. I'm not an author. I'm not a, you know. And then when I got into it, trying to figure out how to do it, that intimidated me even more. That turned me off even more. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, you got to have camera people coming and this and blah, and editors. I got so – when something sounds difficult and confusing, I get turned off immediately.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to do it – me and my daughter are going to do it together. And it's going to be a homemade one. And it's going to be – and that's what it is. They want my recipes. This is how they're going to get them. And it worked out. And people appreciated that even more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you bring up such a good point because that was something I wanted to ask you about in regards to like monetizing an audience and doing these, you know, this promotion and this ad and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people mess up when trying to build a social media platform is that the second they get 10,000 followers, they're looking to get brand deals. They want to get paid. And I think that's just ultimately where, one, you lose people because now people say, oh, you know, I really liked your stuff, but now I feel like this is just a commercial. Or two,
Yes. People
don't trust you because it's like, you'll sell out. You'll take whatever you can get. So I think that's really important that you waited, you know, with whether it was taking a brand deal or even like the cookbook. So with doing the cookbook, was it that you wanted to wait for a certain time or was it just like a matter of when it felt
complete,
right?
It was complete insecurity.
Yeah.
It was complete insecurity. I was very insecure about it because I'm like, who the hell do I think I am making a cookbook? I'm not Jada or I'm not, you know, because to me, I Food Network, all those people, like those are the ones who have the cookbooks. And I felt obnoxious. Like, yeah, okay, you know, but, you know, it was me being insecure and it was my followers that my friends, I don't like calling them followers or fans. I like calling them my friends. Okay. So it was my friends on social media that filled my tank up to do it. And even when I did it and I launched it, I did it like, did I really do, like,
yeah.
I was embarrassed. But the response that I got afterwards, being, like, bestseller on Amazon for, like, 2 months, that gave me the courage to be like, you know what? Maybe I could do this, you know? Like, maybe I could, you know? I still wasn't secure after I did it. So that's why it gave me the courage to do another one, you know?
You know what? What you're saying right now is a perfect example of one of the quotes that I've always told my audience, which is confidence is a byproduct of action. You don't get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. And that's literally what you just said. Like, it was the aftermath that made you say, oh, I can do it. You weren't confident before you did it. You had to just take the action first. Yes. And then it built your confidence.
That's exactly how it happened, you know?
Yeah. But you know what? You say, okay, like I was insecure or this or that. When I watch your videos and even just talking to you now, like you very much radiate confident energy. Like you have a very confident
aura. You know
what's
weird? Right before my daughter hits record, I'm insecure. I'm not confident. I'm nervous. I'm doing this. Oh my God. Okay. I'm ready. But the minute she hits record, it's so weird. It's like something comes over me and it just melts away. Mm-hmm. And something takes over my body and I just do it. It's
kind of like blackout. You're like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just doing it.
I transform when she hits record and I do it, you know?
But I think that that's a gift. Like, I don't know if you realize that, but I think that it is because it's clearly something, this like innate aura within you that's just like, okay, once it's showtime, like that's it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. Like my husband tells me that all the time. Like you have a gift because he works, you know, my husband, he has to do like presentations and stuff at his job. And every time he has a meeting that he has to do a presentation, he freaks out a week before. And I'm like, who cares? I'm like, you're just making a speech. And he's like, not everybody can do what you do, you know? And he works himself up. And I, you know, I guess it's true. Like, not everybody could do that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. You know what I don't miss at all? That vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin, having a face full of acne, and the uncontrollable cravings. Because now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. I recently started taking this and immediately saw and felt the difference. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth that was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every month, and that's just so not fair. I just knew I was going to be a fan of theirs as soon as I heard they were a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I love that you bring him up because that's a question I have for you, which is just, what does your husband think of his wife becoming a social media star? Like, from stay-at-home mom to 500,000 followers, just about. Like, what is he like? What is going on?
Yeah, like, listen, he's really proud. You know, obviously, he's proud of me. He's happy for me. You know, he's just a shy person. Me and my husband are opposites. Okay, he is very. He doesn't like cameras. He doesn't like to talk in public or anything like that. He doesn't like controversy, you know. I love it. You know, like, bring it on. Let's go, you know. Him, complete opposite. And I think that's what makes us good together, because we balance each other out, you know. And this whole thing, like, he's proud of it. And sometimes, like, I tell him, you know, let, you know, be in a video with me. Let's just show people this. And he does a little bit. Like, I'll show him every once in a blue moon, you know. But it's not his thing, you know? But yeah. We can't all be the same.
Yeah, you know what? He's like a typical Italian dad. Like, just, yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't want to be bothered. You do it. Like, I'll just be here.
Yeah, you know, that's your thing.
Yeah.
That's your thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, sounds about right. Sounds yeah. like my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of the girls that listen to this show are single or, you know, or maybe they're in a relationship, but they're wanting to, you know, get to that next level. They want to get engaged or whatever. They want to get married. I have a couple of questions for you about this now that we're on the topic. One would be just in general, what are your, whether it's marriage or relationship tips, anything that maybe you would tell your daughters when it comes to having a sustainable, like a long-term relationship?
Okay. So basically to me, first of all, I just want to say that I followed you too. I've been following you for a long time because the way you speak to me, you're like, you could be my daughter. And there's not a lot of people like you who speak the way you speak in these times. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so important what you do, your content. And that's why I started following you, because I love the way you speak. I love the way you think. And with that said, to me, the most important thing is this. There's a difference between having a long relationship and having a happy one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know a lot of people that have been married for 50 years, but it's been torture. Okay. Just because you stay with your husband forever doesn't mean you're happy. Right. So my first thing that I tell women, I tell my daughters, okay, is it has to be real love. It has to be love while you're in the relationship. If you're in the relationship for any other reason, okay, whether it be money, you know, you find a rich guy or whatever, vice versa, or looks, or like, so anything superficial, anything besides love, any alternative reason why you're in that relationship, listen, I'm not saying it's not going to last, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to have an emptiness inside you. Always. You're always going to feel like you're missing something. So that's why I tell my daughters, the most important thing is that you love each other. To be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's so true because you might not know exactly what's missing, but you're always going to be trying to put your finger on it, or you might start looking for it elsewhere, or you might start comparing to other relationships. And it's like, I want what they have. And it's like, really, you don't even know what they have, but you feel like they have it better than you. Like, you can't even put your finger on what's missing. But at the end of the day, if you're looking, if you're like, I'm trying to solve this problem, I'm trying to figure it out, I think that in itself.
Yeah. And I think a big problem, I actually made a reader's reasoning on this. I think a big problem is the standard is so freaking low. Holy crap.
The bar is on the floor.
It's under the ground. Okay. And it's sad. It's sad because there are so many beautiful, intelligent women out there that because I guess they don't like, they haven't found the right guy or whatever, they start going, oh, I don't need that. Oh, I don't need that. And take that off the list. And take that off the list. And by the time you're done, oh, what did you do? What did you do? You know? And I think that's it. You know, I think that women need to really, you know, raise their standards and hold out. Hold out till you find what you're looking for. You know? That's what I believe. You know, I tell my daughters this all the time, you know. You don't just get a boyfriend just to have a boyfriend. That's not going to make you happy. It really isn't, you know, because maybe the right guy that you were supposed to be with, now he's with somebody else because you settled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's so true. And you know what? It's sad because I think a lot of, like you said, these beautiful, intelligent women put their value and their worth in whether they're in a relationship or they're single. They feel like if I'm single, I'm not complete. Like, oh, I'm in a relationship now, but I was single throughout all my 20s before. I had boyfriends in high school, and then that was it. After high school, going through college, going through my young 20s, everything just nothing ever worked out. People would come and go. Yeah, it wasn't until I met my boyfriend 1 week before I turned 28. So we're talking from high school to up until pretty much 28 years old, single. And you know what? Like I said, I moved out. I traveled. I did everything I could possibly do, was successful, built a career to make myself happy, to fulfill myself, fill up my own cup, whatever that looked like. And then it was like, now this is the right person. Like, yeah. I could have all that time settled and taken whatever I can get. But for what?
I know another thing. Women don't understand that your taste changes.
Mm-hmm.
What you like at 21 or 22 is not what you're going to like at 26 and 27. You know,
Yeah, because you learn more, you mature. And now you're like, I mean, even now I look back at like the guys I liked at that age and I'm like, thank God. I'm like, thank God. Because I used to say all the time, I'd be married with kids by 23. I'm like, I'm thinking about who I liked at 23. Thank God I did not have kids with that guy.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I tell my daughters the same thing. Like, you know, and thank God my daughters, they have the same mentality as me. So that's not a battle with them.
Yeah.
Because they see it the way I see it, thank God.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're good with that.
Yeah. You know? Well, like you said, thank God, because I think the rhetoric online, there's a lot of man-hating too online. Like even when I post my videos, which you see what I say, and you know, I keep it very real. You know, I hold women and girls accountable. I don't think that men are, you know, the root of all evil. And every time I say anything, even if I say like, you know, in my relationship, we are more traditional. You know, we follow more gender roles. My boyfriend has never made me a meal and I would not want him to. And I also have never paid to take him on a date. Like, we have different roles. Right. And whenever I say these sort of things, the comments, the influx of comments that just come through, like, you're going to resent him one day because then you're stuck doing everything. You know, he's not going to help you or this and that. And I'm like, but
you know,
there's a line.
You know what I say? People don't see it clear. They want equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree with that, but let me explain what my equal means. Okay? You could be equal, but in different ways. You understand? Like, for instance, my husband goes out, he goes to work, provides financially. He fixes something when it's broke in the house. He throws out my garbage. He, you know, my husband does all these things, right? Mm-hmm. I cook, I clean, you know, I raise our daughters and la la la. You know, I have different roles, right? We both have different roles, but when you add them up, we are equal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm putting more than him or he's putting more than me. We're putting in the same but different things.
Yeah. I feel like people, you know, see it as like, in order for it to be a partnership, you have to be doing 50-50 of everything. I would rather do 100% of my task rather than do 50% of the task and then wait for you to do the other 50%.
Right.
You know, like to me, us both doing 100% of our role creates balance and harmony. What to me would cause resentment is if I start the laundry and you finish the laundry and you don't do things the right way. Like, I'd rather you just let me do the laundry. Like, I'd rather you stay in your lane. Let me stay in my lane.
Listen, we got to do what we do best. I mean, if I tell my husband, you got to cook dinner for me, I'm going to eat shit.
Yeah, like, I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, he's not going to tell me fix my car or change my tire because we would die in a car crash. So we all got to put in the relationship what we have as the best, you know? And listen, I have a very traditional marriage and that's what makes me happy, you know? I don't like when people shit on what I like.
Yeah.
I won't shit on what you like, right? Yep. So every marriage is different. Every couple is different. They got to do what works for them. But the most important thing is not judging anybody else's, right? So
it's so true.
Like, I'm not messing with you. Don't mess with me. So I'm not saying I'm right or you're right or vice versa, you know, because just because this is the way I like it, the way I was raised, the way we do it, that's me. You do it your way. Just the criticism is not okay. The criticism is not okay. If I don't criticize you, don't criticize me.
Yeah, it's so true. You can't even share what works for you without someone being like offended and in the comments like, that's not right. It's like, well, it's what works for me. So let's leave it at that.
I don't know why it's judged so bad. Why is it so bad? Why is it so bad to have traditional roles?
I really don't know. I guess I'm biased because it's how I was raised, but even trying to pull back and look at it from the outside looking in, I still can't tell you objectively what I think people's issue is with it. Like, is it that they just, like, they'll say things like, then you're the maid. Like, is that how you feel about taking care of a house? Because let me tell you something. I've lived alone since I did go away to college. So I've essentially lived alone since I'm 18 years old, which would be 11 years now. I've never had an issue taking care of my own space. Like, it just doesn't bother me. And I would never now be like, okay, now you need to split these with me. Like, I don't know. I've never had an issue with that.
It's so sad that that people are turn it like that and make it sound like that. It's so sad. And, you know, I just know that listen, as I said, I have three 22-year-old daughters, okay? And the world is changing so much and it's hard. It's hard to keep traditions,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's hard to keep, you know, values like that. But it's important. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's important. You know, and at the end of the day, we all got to do what makes us happy. And if living a traditional life makes us happy, I do me, you do you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it. It's so true. Speaking of traditional life and roles, like I said, a lot of the listeners here, they're either single wanting to get into a relationship or they are in a relationship wanting to get the ring. I need to know, what would be some recipes that you could recommend for the girls who those like marry me delicious recipes that are simple, because they say they never cooked or like they want to get into cooking but they don't really have that sort of natural skill set. They want to make something for their partner, but they don't want to overcomplicate it. They want something simple but delicious that'll just work like a charm. What would you suggest? Let's say, again, for your daughters, what would you suggest young girls make?
Well, personally, I believe you could never go wrong with a man with a nice, juicy steak. Okay? A nice, juicy steak and potato, any type of potato. That, to me, you can't go wrong with that. Because it's very simple, you know, to make a steak on a grill, you know. And potato, you could make potato wedges in the oven, season them. You're done. A beautiful salad. Keep it simple. And my cooking is all about very few ingredients, but good ones. Don't skimp on those very few ingredients that you're going to use. Don't skimp on extra virgin olive oil. Don't skimp on pecorino romano or Parmesan cheese, things like that. And if you're going to make a steak, get a good steak. Get a ribeye. You know, if it's a date and you really got to, you know, get the main ingredients have to be top of the line and you'll do well.
And that's, you know, how I feel. You know what it is too? Like when you have, when you're making a good recipe like that, you don't need a million powdered seasonings on your food. Because every single time that I watch these videos, people in the comments, no seasonings, no seasonings. I'm like, you don't need garlic powder because you're cooking with fresh garlic. You
That's what I'm saying. I rarely used powdered garlic or powdered onion or things like that. I rarely use that. Because to me, when you grate a little fresh garlic and you put some fresh herbs, especially fresh herbs.
Yeah, you got the parsley, you got the greens in there.
So you take a recipe, if you're using powdered stuff, your recipe's a 5, you transfer to fresh stuff, your recipe's gonna turn into a 10.
It's so true. It's so true.
You know, when you see professional chefs out there cooking, you're not seeing them put powder garlic, you're not seeing that. You're seeing them grate the garlic, get fresh herbs. That's what you're seeing. So that's important to use fresh stuff.
I'm like, when it comes to my, let's say, seasonings, I'm a basic salt, pepper, crushed red pepper. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. And as I said, if you're cooking with good food, that's all you need. You want to taste it.
Yeah.
You're making a steak. You want to taste the steak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I love the flaky salt.
Oh, yeah.
Love that on a steak, you know. To me, that's all you need. And butter, good butter.
Mm-hmm.
You need like a real butter. No fake butter, no margarine.
No, I can't believe it's not butter.
No,
all right, get rid of that.
No, you need good butter.
Yeah. So there you have it, girls. You're going to make a nice juicy steak with some potatoes, some salad, and I mean, what man can resist that? I know that mine can't. You also mentioned, obviously, we talked about traditional, you know, lifestyle and whatnot. And you mentioned bringing traditions, you know, carrying those traditions over in the generations to come. So I, of course, can relate, like we talked about those Italian family traditions. But what would be some of your favorite traditions that, say, you got passed down from your mom or your grandparents or that you keep or even started in your family?
To me, I think the most important thing, okay, is consistency in the sense where, you know, a lot of people, we get together for the holidays or this or that. To me, one day a week, my Sunday is sacred. In my house. Mm-hmm. And it's like that since I was a little girl. We would all go to my grandmother's house on Sunday. And we would smell the sauce. My daughters wake up to the smell of sauce every Sunday. Okay? They know it's Sunday. You don't have to have a calendar in my house. Because when you smell the sauce, you know it's Sunday. So I feel like families get so busy. Okay? Doing their thing throughout the week. School, work, blah, 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 blah. You need one day a week that you come together as a family, you know? And to me, that's the most important tradition, is at least one day a week of a family eating, sitting together.
Yeah.
You know, to regroup.
Yeah.
And relax.
Yeah, we do the same thing. Every single Sunday, we're at my grandmother's house, which is funny because you mentioned your, so Rita has a book signing coming up for those listening. It's December 8th, which is a Sunday. And it's also that weekend is my grandmother's birthday. So on top of it being a Sunday, it's also the birthday. So I wrote back to you and I'm like, I'll have to let you know what the deal is for that weekend because Sundays are our days and yeah, it's my grandmother's birthday. There's nothing like a Sunday dinner and everyone, like, you know, like you just said, we go to my grandmother's house. So it's like my cousins and my cousin's kids and it's everybody. And it's just, people say it all the time. I can't believe your grandmother, you know, my grandmother is going to be 81 next month. Wow. And everyone's like, I can't believe that she's still doing this for every single person, like the whole family. And it's just, you know, those are those traditions that like, you can only hope that continues for the generations to come. So I love that your family does it too.
Exactly. It's very important, you know, and it's not just about the food. Yeah, the food's great. You know, obviously the food's great, but it's not just about that. It's about reconnecting.
Yeah.
You know, it's about connecting with your family.
Yeah, it's the quality time. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stay close.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, like I just said, you do have a book signing coming up. So yes. That's December 8th. Where is that? What are the details on that?
Yeah, so it's December 8th. It's at 1 o'clock at my local Key Food because I'm there almost every single day because that's another thing about being a stay-at-home mom. We have the luxury of being able to go out and buy things fresh.
Yeah.
You know, it takes me 2 minutes to get there. So I don't like to keep a lot of food like in the freezer or storing it because you're going to pay the same amount of money. You might as well go get it fresh and make it fresh. So I'm at this local Key Food like 3, 4, 5 times a week buying things. So I thought that would be the best place to do my book signing. It's like my second home is my supermarket. I have here the books if you want to see.
Yes, show us. Is this the first one?
No, the first one is this one.
Okay.
And I made sure to write my homemade cookbook only because I needed people to know that it's not professional.
Yeah.
It's us, you know?
Yeah.
And my other one is Savoring Sicily, is this one right here.
I love that picture of you.
Thank you. And they're very simple books. And, you know, it's basically very easy to follow. And a 10-year-old could make a recipe.
Do you have any more books coming or are you going to keep it to those two for now?
Well, I just came out with my second one. So I'm going to wait probably like in the summer. I'll come out with another one. I have other things coming up. Other adventures coming up that I can't talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't talk about them, but there is, you know, stuff coming down the road.
Okay, good to know, good to know. So then where can all of the girls shop the cookbooks and follow you online so that they can stay in touch with yourself?
So my cookbooks are on Amazon. You have to, you know, research. It's Cucina Palermo. The first one is Cucina Palermo, my homemade cookbook. The second one is Cucina Palermo, Savoring Sicily. And, you know, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm also on YouTube with my reasonings, you know, conversations.
Yes, I love it. Rita, this was such a fun conversation. Oh. I really, really appreciate you coming on, and this was just great. Thank you so much for being here.
And thank you. And as I said, I love your content. I love what you do. And we need so many more of you.
Aww.
To raise that bar.
Thank you so much, Rita. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.